You're listening to TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show. Today I'm talking with Miss America's Outstanding Teen, Taylor Fitch. And before we went to break, we talked about all the amazing things that she's been doing since being crowned last summer. But Taylor, before you were crowned, you were busy getting ready to compete. And that's what a lot of our state title holders are doing right now, because they would love to be the next Miss America's Outstanding Teen. Tell us a little bit about how you approached preparing for the national pageant.
You know, there's a lot of things that people tell you to do, and you have to, you know, take everything in that people say. And, I mean, because you have your pageant directors, you have your parents, you have aunts and uncles, you have everybody telling you, well, you should do this, or you should do that.
So I know, everybody has an opinion, don't they?
And so the biggest thing I think I learned was to take everybody's opinion, and when I got home at night, review all of them. The ones that I liked, I kept, and the ones that I didn't, because there's so many things, and everybody contradicts themselves. So you have to learn to listen to yourself, listen to what you want and what you love to do, and make sure that, you know, you take everybody's criticism, review it, but at the same time, don't get bogged down by all the things that people, you know, say you should maybe try. And so make sure that you, whatever you do, whatever dress that you wear, that you love it and that you feel comfortable in it, first and foremost. Mm-hmm.
So what advice did you find helpful? For example, what specific advice worked for you for lifestyle and fitness?
Lifestyle and fitness, everyone always, or the girl that actually helped me the most, just told me to have fun with it. That's the time when you get to have fun on stage. You're not doing your talents. You don't have to worry about that. You know, it's not in an evening gown. This is something that, you know, you're out on a beach. You're enjoying life. You're having fun. And so portray that on your face. You know, she gave me a scenario and said, make a scenario in your head and say, you know, you're on the beach in the Bahamas on Nassau, and you're walking down there and you're auditioning to be a model for such and such. So she's like, you know, just love life and make sure that you have that scenario in your head. And it may sound silly, but honestly, when you get out there on stage, that allows you to smile and allows you to be more of a real person while you're on stage, and people can just see how much you're enjoying yourself while you're on stage during Lifestyle and Fitness.
So you were actually visualizing being in the Bahamas?
Mm-hmm, that's one of my favorite beaches to be in.
Well, it obviously totally worked for you. Tell me what advice worked for you in preparing for talent.
Talent, I loved dance, and that was my talent. I did a musical theater number to Legally Blonde, and
right. That's
something that I loved doing. The biggest thing was just, you know, practicing that. You know, while I was in the car sometimes, while I was driving, I would just put my song on and just go over it in my head, things like that, just so that you feel comfortable. One of the biggest things I can say is to perform your talent to a variety of audiences before you compete. That's something that I did. I was able to perform it for family members, for pageant people, for people that I didn't know very well, and learn how to get the audience's feedback and be able to perform to them. That allowed me to feel more comfortable with myself when I was on stage. And I think that's a really good piece of advice for anybody, is just to be able to perform to different audiences and different venues, so that no matter what happens and no matter what's thrown at you, you're prepared.
Because when you're Miss America's Outstanding Teen and you're on the road, you know, performing your talent at an event, it could be a variety of audiences then too, couldn't it?
Very much so, in a variety of places. It's a lot harder, I think, if you're a dancer, because you can't just pop up the stage everywhere. Recently,
right,
in Montana, I actually danced in an aisle and for a fashion show. So you don't always even have a stage, so you have to be prepared to be flexible for just about anything.
So you really had to adapt for that performance, didn't you?
Exactly.
Well, of course, interview is a huge portion of any, competition in the Miss America's Outstanding Teen program. And the girls have prepared for their locals and now prepared for their state and won their state. How is the national interview different than the state interview?
It honestly isn't very different. It's about the same thing. Of course, you have different judges and you have a different variety of questions. But at the same time, I think a lot of people are just so much more scared of the national judges than the national interview. But you have to remember that you've already come so far, that you've already won your state, and that's an incredible.
So it was so similar, there's no need to be nervous?
Exactly. I think so. For me, definitely. I felt like, it was about the same thing, that I'd already been so prepared for my state pageant that I just used that same preparation and went to nationals. And, you know, it worked for me, and I felt just as prepared as if I had, you know, been prepared for my state pageant.
Right. Now, of course, the topic that worries people the most are those sneaky current event questions. Did you get a lot of current event questions at the national pageant?
Did I get a lot? I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
Did you get a lot of current event questions at the national pageant?
I got a few. Mostly they ask you about things that are on your actual resume or what you send in your fact sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And I am very interested in politics and very interested in current events that do with science. So they asked me more than they would have somebody who did not put anything on their fact sheet. I told them that I went to Palmetto Girls State and won Secretary of State there. I was very interested in the political aspect of elections and things like that. And so I got asked about some wars and about different things that were going on. But basically that was based on what I had put on my fact sheet. So I think
that's
a good representation of what I already stood for.
Right, something that you already were interested in, and so it was relevant to your fact sheet.
Exactly.
What do you think that girls need to be able to communicate about their personal platform in the interview?
I think they need to make sure that they're not just saying, okay, well, I picked a platform because I'm in this competition. Make sure that the platform is relevant to yourself and it's something that you really love and something that you're really passionate about. Make sure that you have an example ready of something that you've accomplished or somebody that you've been able to help or even somebody that has helped you while you have been able to work with your platform, because that's something that the judges want to hear. They want to hear what you've done personally to help the platform or the organization that you work for. So be ready to have a couple of examples and a couple of different stories, whether they're funny or heartwarming stories, because that's really what brings the judges in and allows them to connect personally with you and your platform.
And do you think that the judges expect the girls to be able to talk a little bit about the Children's Miracle Network?
To a degree, yes, I think so. Definitely be aware of what it is and be aware of the different benefits that it has. You know, they don't expect you to be an expert by any means. There were still a lot of things that I didn't even realize the Children's Miracle Network would accomplish until I actually was Miss America's Outstanding Teen. So I don't think the technicalities of it is something that's necessary to know, but make sure that you know what it is. And if you've ever had prior experience working with the organization, feel free to share that so that you can show that you're already prepared.
Right. I think that's great advice. Well, this year's pageant is going to be so exciting. There's so many amazingly talented, brilliant, beautiful young women competing. Tell us about some of the activities that you're going to be participating in leading up to the pageant.
Well, after I get back home, I only have a few more weeks until I actually go to Orlando. But every year they have different activities that the girls get to do together, and I get to be a part of a lot of them, even to rehearsals. I get to go to a lot of their rehearsals and be able to be a part of that and get to know everybody. And honestly, I think that's the best thing for the girls, to have that relationship and have that foundation even before they start competing. And last year we went to a lot of different appearances. One of my favorites is definitely Medieval Night. We get to go there and you actually eat food with your hands and you watch a sword fight in a show of medieval times down below. And so that was one of the most interesting experiences, to have 52 pageant winners out there eating chicken and soup with their hands.
You had to eat soup with your hands?
You had to drink it out of a bowl.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Did anybody spill?
Nobody on my side did, but I don't know about the other side.
That is a group of graceful young ladies. Well, tell us a little bit about what's next for the fabulous Taylor Fitch.
Well, right now I will be in LA for the rest of this week. And after that, I really don't have very much time until I start moving into Orlando. I move in right on the 1st of August. And so I'll just be preparing for that, doing some things around South Carolina, some things in my hometown, because even though I serve America, I think it's very important that you put your community first, because that's the people that first sponsored you, the people that believed in you before anybody else did. So I'm going to do some things around there and just thanking people for all of their support and their help. And I also need to go dorm room shopping because I have...
Dorm room shopping.
Yes, and I have nothing for my dorm room yet. So my roommate...
And when do you move into your dorm?
I move in on September 1st. I will not return. I'll return about a week before then. So I'll move in the 1st of September and start college shortly after.
And what are you planning to study in college, Taylor?
Right now, I will be studying either biology or microbiology. I will be pre-med, and hopefully in the next 4 years, I will move on to Duke. That's been my dream school since I was a kid, and I want to be a forensic pathologist ultimately.
So a forensic pathologist is kind of an interesting choice. What made you select that career path?
Well, as a kid, my career is actually, I wanted to be an FBI agent undercover as a physical therapist who danced on Broadway.
And at okay, that's old, creative.
I know, at 7 years old, when everybody else was like, I want to be a nurse or I want to be a teacher, that was my answer. Eventually, I figured out that that probably was not a very possible dream to accomplish. So I kind of narrowed it down and realized that I really enjoyed science, really enjoyed the medical field, as well as the criminal justice. And forensic pathology was just the perfect mix of the two.
Well, that's amazing. Well, you've, of course, served a great year as Miss America's Outstanding Teen, and I know you've touched the lives of hundreds and hundreds of people around the country. Tell us a little bit about one life that really touched you during your year.
I think there are so many people that have impacted me. You know, I think when you're in this position, a lot of people are, you know, think that I'm the one that is impacting everybody else, and to a degree I am, but in the end I think that I'm more changed than anybody else, that I've seen more and my entire perspective on life has changed since the beginning of my year. But I think honestly it's the children of the U.S. Dream Academy who have really changed me the most. There was one little boy named Gregory at the D.C. Dream Academy, and just his overwhelming personality, he's just the sweetest kid that I've ever met. And just knowing that he did not have the same opportunities I did just broke my heart. But no matter what, he always had a smile on his face. He got to perform at the Dream Academy celebration. And the first thing he did afterwards was come and find me and hold my hand and say, Miss Taylor, did I do a good job? Are you proud of me? And just to have that child just want my approval and want my appreciation for him just broke my heart. So that's somebody that I think about all the time. And just he impacted my life and changed my perspective, and I just hope to be able to continue to serve the U.S. Dream Academy and help kids like him to continue to have a future because they have so much potential.
Well, we congratulate you on your great year of service, and certainly you will be one of the most memorable Miss America's Outstanding Teen. And remember, for those of you who don't have your tickets yet or don't have your reservations, just go to the homepage of the Miss America's Outstanding Teen program, and you can get everything all set up. The homepage is www.maoteen.org, and you can also click on the link to go to Taylor's blog so you can follow her and keep up with everything about her. Well, that's it for this week's show. Remember to keep your emails coming about the shows you love and the shows you'd like us to do. We love to hear from listeners just like you. Next week, I'll be talking with Jamie Shaw about how to select fashion-forward swimwear for your next pageant competition. It's going to be a great show. Remember to get advance notice of all my guests so you don't miss an episode. Just sign up for my free newsletter at www.valeriehaze.com. Thanks so much for listening, and make this week a pageant fab week.
Are you entering your first pageant and feel a little nervous about the pageant interview? Or are you an experienced contestant but feel that your pageant interview scores don't reflect your true potential? Do you want to develop a winning pageant interview that reflects your personal style and puts you over the top? Valerie Hayes is an award-winning pageant interview coach who has a proven track record of coaching contestants in developing the public speaking skills necessary to ace the pageant interview. Valerie provides a variety of options, including in-person and phone coaching, teleseminars, workshops, and study-at-home materials to help you develop a winning pageant interview. You'll learn the techniques that press secretaries, spokesmen, and professional speakers use to come across as confident and informed every time. Valerie will teach you to handle trick questions and to answer questions from a strategic perspective. Are you ready to make this your best pageant year ever? Visit www.valeriehaze.com. Sign up for the free email newsletter and get started improving your pageant interview skills today.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.
Do you have a headshot that isn't quite pageant perfect? Are you dissatisfied with the touch-up job done by your photographer? At PageantRetouching.com, they take the time to make your photo as beautiful as you are. Attention to detail, quality results, and customer service are the most important factors of their business. Get the polished look you're looking for without losing that natural, realistic quality. Just visit their website at PageantRetouching.com and check out their before and after photos. That's PageantRetouching.com.
Do you love pageants but feel like there just isn't a positive place on the internet to connect with others? MyPageantPlace.com is the place to visit on the web for all things related to pageant competition. We welcome anyone with an interest in pageantry, whether you're a contestant, family member, director, vendor, or pageant fan. Your free membership allows you to connect with state, national, and international directors, as well as coaches, makeup artists, and more. Plus, you'll enjoy special discounts available only to our members. Visit mypageantplace.com today and enjoy the positive side of pageantry.